not all traffic is bad, especially web traffic. To boost yours, Google Supple. That's S-U-P-P-L-E. The country is back racing strong. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Could have knocked my socks off, Gary. You could have. It was the most surreal moment that I've experienced in the Channel 7 newsroom ever.
Is that good a story that I forgot that I introduce our next guest?
That's you were drifting away with me.
Melbourne Membership Day. Secure your seat for the Kangaroo Membership Upgrade today. Membership.nmfc.com.au. Yes.
I just need to quickly finish the story.
Like, wasn't that good a story.
It was Jeremy Cameron
the boring
and Isaac Smith, two of the Geelong high-priced recruits, walking through the newsroom fully dressed in their Geelong gear.
Not a good story at all.
I don't know whether they were just dropping in to see the Wisp. I don't know what they were doing.
I'd be surprised if Aidan Cores hung up the phone. He's played 98 games since he was taken at pick 14 in the 2012 National Draft for the Giants. He's back at the he's at the Kangaroos and set for a big year. He's been good enough to join us. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Nice to talk to you. Good to be back in Melbourne town.
Mate, it is. It's very good to be back. I missed out on a few things when I was up my time in Sydney, like nephews and nieces. I had a little fourth birthday on the weekend, which was nice to get to. These sorts of things I've been missing out on, so it's nice to be around family again.
Always good to be around the family, and we're just looking at your story before, just recounting your story. Now, you were born in Northern Ireland. Your family came out to Australia, went to Perth when you were about 2 years of age, is that right?
Yeah, spot on.
And so you lived in Perth, you didn't really like, was it the weather you didn't like so much over there in Perth as a family?
Only 2 years, you damn big saying it.
The parent, Well, you're too old for
no
you?
I say, obviously. I think Dad wasn't a massive fan coming out of Ireland straight to Perth. Almost called it quits on it. But a neighbour told us to give Melbourne a go.
So you packed You packed up the family. How many kids?
It's four kids, two adults.
Four kids, two adults. Ridiculous. You packed up the station wagon. You drove across the Nullarbor plane to have a look at Melbourne. Is that right?
Yeah, I can't believe Dad did it. Four and a half days with the kids in the car.
That would have been some sort of a trip, Aidan.
Yeah, it was quite impressive from the old fella. You can't thank him enough. But, 4.5 days, I don't know if I have that in me.
So you settled over here and you grew up whereabouts in Melbourne?
Yeah, grew up in Greensboro. We've sort of been settled there in that sort of area since we moved here, obviously until I moved to Sydney. But my parents are still in Greensboro. I'm in Kew at the moment. And loving it. It's been great.
And what was your introduction to AFL football then as a kid?
Yeah, sort of through my brother. So he obviously is 7 years older than me, and he got right into it through schoolmates and stuff. And I was sort of just copying whatever he did. He had a thing with Jim Steins, actually. He got him in and taught him how to play the game. It's a cool little video we've got back in the day. And then ever since then, I sort of fell in love with it as well. And here we are.
So what, did you gravitate to Jim because of his Irish heritage, obviously? And was that the connection?
I think so. I think that's how my brother got that connection with him. He would have only been 10 or 11, and he sort of taught him the ins and outs and just the basics. And Mum actually has an old video of it, which is pretty cool. But yeah, that was the connection that started it all up.
Now you're back. It's Arden Street. It's a footy club who have been through a pretty rugged couple of years. A new coach, they've gone through a couple of new coaches in recent times, and they're trying to reset. How have you found it? You've been at a GWS Giants that have been stacked with talent that have played in grand finals and preliminary finals. How have you found the first few months at the Kangaroos?
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. Obviously, I knew what I was coming into. Obviously, the new coach was a bit of a shock to the system. I didn't see that coming. But, it has its challenges. I knew this was coming. I'm excited by it. It's sort of a new sort of role for me. So I'm still in contact with a few of the boys from the Giants and how they went about it. Like your Phil Davis and Cal Ward. And I was actually on the phone to Heath Shaw the other day about coming into a new team and just new systems and just us building that connection, especially in the back half. I had a lot of questions on. He's obviously came from Collingwood to the Giants, and I had a few questions around how he made it work and how long did it take to build the trust and all those sorts of things, which we're working through at the moment. So we've got a pretty solid back six there, and I'm pretty excited to work with him.
Talking to Aidan Cores, new Roo. They showed you the door pretty quickly, the Giants, when you told them what you were going to do. Was that a bit of a shock to you at the time?
Yeah, look, it was. I understand and how it all played out, but it was a shock. I didn't think I'd be leaving. I was a bit nervous. Like, if they made the finals, was I still a chance to play? Because there was still a chance. And obviously, they weren't interested in me hanging around. But, you know, it was a distraction, I guess, me being there. I sort of wanted to get out in the front foot and especially tell Leon to his face and let the boys know what I was doing. And, yeah, look, it was a pretty quick turnaround. Half an hour, I had a message with the flight itinerary. and I was on my way back to Sydney. So, yeah, it was a shock, but like I understand how it all played out.
So you had to pack up everything straight away and then just get the hell out of there?
Yeah, well, the flight wasn't until the next day till 4 o'clock, which was a bit awkward. so I went down, I saw the boys. Yeah, it was because I've obviously been close friends with them for so long. It was a little bit awkward and it was the right thing to do. And I obviously caught up with all of them. They got back to Sydney about a week or two later, which was great, but... Yeah, that day up until 4 o'clock was pretty awkward. But good old Matty Buntine dropped me off at the airport. He's a good man.
so you'd be a bit bemused, Aiden, when people talk about the AFL, you know, getting closer to the NRL setup, where you know we've got to be mature enough as a code. Now the NRL can tell their club a year out that they're going to be moving. I'm playing for Storm this year, but I'll be at West Sydney Tigers next year, and they all cope with it. I think on the basis of your experience where they said, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out inside half an hour, that's a long way off.
Yeah, look, I think it is. Whatever reason it may be. I was just trying to be honest and do the right thing. And like I wouldn't have changed the way I went about it. I'm still happy the way I went about it, all of it. But yeah, I think if I told a year out, yeah, I wouldn't have... Couldn't see myself get much game time last year.
Are you a bit disappointed? Has it left a little bit of taste in your mouth?
Look, it did initially, to be honest. But no, it hasn't. I went to the BNF. I caught up with everyone that I needed to catch up with.
Right.
And yeah, left on happy terms. I loved my time there. Still love everyone up there. It was just time for me to come home.
Well, we wish you well. The Kangaroos since our time in footy, have been a powerhouse and they've been down the bottom in recent times. They've got a great connection with the community out there in the northern part of Melbourne town, and we'd like to see them back firing again, and you're going to help enormously. So good luck, mate. We appreciate you jumping on this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, lads.
Good on you, Aiden.
Nice fella. Roos fans can access 11 North Melbourne games for $99. That's today only. So there you go. 11 North games, $99. That's $9 a game. That's not bad value, is it?
That is great value. Can you imagine packing up a young family and doing that 4.5-day trip from Perth to Melbourne in a car?
The best part of that was when they said, give Melbourne a try. What?
Just down the road.
What? Just an hour up where Melbourne? Is it up the north or south coast of Perth or to north on the other side of the country?
What was your favourite road trip when you were a kid?
You watch me get abused for that now.
Did you ever go on a long road trip when you were a kid?
To Melbourne.
Well, that wasn't a long road trip.
Oh, bulldust. Every trip to Melbourne was a highlight. You used to get a 5-cent packet of hot chips with vinegar. You used to slam you in the back with no seatbelt, 4 kids, and away you go.